Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with a look at health and medical news. Researchers in Norway have found a link between taking folic acid before and during the first 8 weeks of pregnancy and a reduced risk of autism. Authors of the study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, say it's already known that supplementation with folic acid around the time of conception reduces the risk of neural tube defects. They wanted to see if it also protects against other disorders such as autism. They say their main finding was that taking folic acid around the time of conception was associated with a lower risk of autism, but it's not a direct cause. They say more research is needed to explain this association. And in other news, according to a Mayo Clinic study, a molecule already implicated in a number of cellular functions can suppress the growth of tumors in the liver. Study author Dr. Ningling Kang says tumor cells are intelligent. They talk to the cells and their surroundings to change the way they behave and make the environment supportive of cancer growth. If we can disrupt the communication between the tumor cells and the tumor microenvironment, we can prevent tumor growth or metastasis in the liver.
Many cancers show a preference for liver metastasis, such as colorectal cancer, lung cancer, pancreas cancer, breast cancers. Many patients eventually died of liver metastasis and liver failure. It's very important to understand why the liver become a common site for liver metastasis and develop strategies for preventing and treating liver metastasis.
The findings give new insight into cancer metastasis, the ability of a tumor to spread from its primary site to distant organs such as the brain, lung, or liver, and the studies in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. Now, if I can only get a good night of sleep. How many of us have said that from time to time? Well, people who have lost hope that they'll ever get a good night's sleep again are at increased risk of suicide. It turns out that research in the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine reports insomnia and nightmares are known risk factors for suicide, but just how it works is unknown. The new study reaffirms that link and adds the element of hope. Hopelessness. If the findings hold true in larger studies, they want to focus on intervention and prevention. And here's another study about how being physically active is good for you. Researchers from the Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health found adults who have weight loss or bariatric surgery and who are physically active afterwards are less likely to be depressed than those who aren't as active. They say often doctors manage depression in these people with counseling and or medication. And now they're looking at how physical activity could be an alternate treatment. They also say more studies are needed, but physical activity is definitely important to weight management and it may help mental health as well. And that's a look at health and medical news. I'm Vivian Williams.